And I believe this message is very important, being that we're working on building the kingdom, and we all need to be ready to address those that are on their way. Amen. So I believe this is a very important message. And just as an introduction, I would like us to go to Matthew 9:37-38. And here, God speaks to us of the harvest being plenty or plentiful. But what do we need for a harvest to be plentiful? We need seeds. We need seed planters. But let's go there. Let's read it. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." Then in 38, he instructs us to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his field, into his harvest. And with that said, the title of this message is Power Seeds. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, I come before your holy throne. Lord God, I come in reverence. I come in honor. I come in obedience to you, for you and only you are God. And you and only you will allow what is to be said today. So, Father God, may this message honor you, and may it fall on the ears of your children. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So today, amen, I would like to plant a question in your minds. And if I think about it, a few questions, if you'll bear with me, in your mind.
Amen.
Are you a seed planter? Mm-hmm. Are you one of the laborers that he has sent?
Amen.
Are you planting into his harvest? Alrighty, those are very, very important questions. And if your answer is yes to any one of these questions, I also want to toss in your minds the kinds, plural, of seeds you are planting. Amen. Now, let me just put in here to forgive me back and forth or anything, as I did lose my message and just had a few days to rework it. So, but God is good. God's going to let you hear what he wants you to hear. Amen. Okay. So think about it. And if your answer is yes, okay, I did say that. See? All right, what kinds of seeds are you planting? Are they fresh? Are they vibrant? Are they full of promise and full of growth? Are they based on the word of God? Or are they old? Are they dry? Are they wilted with signs of age? Are all the seeds you plant positive seeds, or are there some negative seeds? Something to think about. Negative seeds do exist. Mm-hmm. In the spiritual, and might I say in the natural, seed planting represents the beginning, the purposeful beginning of something. It represents a purposeful action to reach an end result, right? And what we must know is, where do our seeds come from? How do we develop them? We don't go to Walmart. We don't go to Home Depot to buy them. Although there are seeds at these destinations, but they're not the kinds of seeds that I am speaking about today. The seeds I am addressing are already implanted into you. And those seeds, you need to replant them in others. So you have to be prepared. You have to know the word of God when it comes to seed planting. So again, where do they come from and how do we replant them? They come and go through our words, through our actions, and from reading and sharing the word of God. Amen. They come through life experiences that we have been through. Now, I know, as I said, there are negative seeds, and negative seeds may have already been planted in some of us. If we've lived a life, that is a great possibility. And what I tell you today is those negative seeds must be removed from our lives. And let me tell you why. No, you know, I'm not going to tell you why, because the word of God tells us why. Okay, why we must remove those negative seeds. If you please go to Deuteronomy 22:9. And what does Deuteronomy 22:9 tell us? It says, it instructs us clearly, you shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seeds, positive and negative, different kinds of seeds. You don't plant corn in a tobacco field, all right? To be a little more specific. So let me start again. You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seed, lest the yield of your seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled. Ooh, you hear that? Mm-hmm. Defiled, desecrated, yes. Profane, marred, spoiled. They all mean the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So today I am dedicating this message to positive spiritual seed planting, which is what we know in growing the kingdom.
Amen.
And as we've said, we are all carriers. We are filled with spiritual seeds. The problem is, unfortunately, many times, many of us do not even recognize them. And today, I hope to change that. Today, I hope to show you, without a doubt, where your seeds are so you may use them more effectively. You may use and replant them more effectively. And please know again that everything you have experienced in life is a seed that can help someone else.
Amen.
For example, I have a few examples. Bear with me. Your ears. Your ears have implanted seeds. You can hear things that others may not hear. Have you, as a believer, ever sat in a conversation and picked up those inner cues, things that other people were not able to pick up?
That's right.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes have implanted seeds. We, as believers, can see much. We can even see the unseen.
Yes.
And in that seeing, we gain, now listen to me, we gain a perspective that enables us to internalize things that others cannot. All right? Now, bear in mind, I'll say us, I'll say you, I'll say whatever. I mean all of us. All right?
Amen.
You and me, believers.
Amen.
Your Amen. Compassion, your love, your concern are all precious seeds. What you need to do is to accept the incredible power that lies within your seed. Don't allow your seeds to become dormant from lack of use.
Hallelujah.
It is so easy to happen if you let it.
Yes.
Don't fail to realize this great power. Your great power from your seeds, from God Almighty in your life to affect others around you. You need to know without a question, you need to know without a doubt that in doing so, in spreading that seed, in bringing your part, in bringing others to the kingdom, you will be elevated. You will be lifted up miraculously to greater heights in your walk with God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You simply need to learn, and more than learn, accept the power you have through your seed and through our mighty Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Access. Now listen to this. When you have access, right, you have the seed of opportunity. Okay? Mm-hmm. When you enter any arena, your access to that arena, to that location, to that place, is the seed for greater opportunity in sharing God's love and bringing others to Him. Identify the environment, any place, any destination you have access to. Identify it as a place that God has sent you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Here's a tough one. Battle, believe it or not, is the seed for gaining new territory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God's word tells us repeatedly that battles preceded the gaining of any new territory.
Hallelujah.
Right? If you've been in the word, you know that. Mm-hmm. We need to win territories and lives for God.
Amen.
Get good at fighting, I tell you today. You cannot grow without the battles.
The full armor.
Hallelujah.
Battles
Hallelujah.
Are required for gaining new territory and new lives.
Yes.
Battling is a lifestyle. And you will never outgrow warfare until you realize the magnitude of the weapon we have in the word and in our seeds. Amen. I tell you, battle in prayer. Battle in reading and speaking the word of God. Battle in fasting. Expand your seed of battle. Fight for your children. Fight for your relatives. Fight for your friends. Fight for all you love. Fight for your marriage. Plant in all of them the seeds of the word of God. Amen. Amen. Slay the Goliaths that come against those you love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when your promised land is filled with battles, I want you to know that they are battles you will win.
Hallelujah.
With
Hallelujah.
Your spiritual you. Seeds.
Amen.
Thank you.
And let me interject here. Never, never, never fight for what God didn't give you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And know that when you encounter new giants, know that it is because you are in the process of gaining new territory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You may just be battling and fighting to bring lives into the kingdom, to gain new territory into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thankfulness.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thankfulness is the seed for joy. Hallelujah. We must live with a spirit of gratitude.
Yes.
There is something to thank God about in every situation, in every occasion. There is something to thank God about.
Amen.
And I implore you today to use self-talk throughout the day. Say it loud. Be thankful out loud. Don't keep it up here. Don't keep it up here. Remind yourself of all there is to be thankful for. Thank him out loud. Praise him out loud. And you will see how joy will follow. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So what I'm telling you is that thankfulness must be verbally expressed.
Yes.
Confrontation. Confrontation is the seed for change.
That's right.
Yes, it is. Anything unconfronted will increase. Anyone who loves you will confront you when you are going in the wrong direction.
That's right.
And in the same manner, you must confront those you love, and sometimes even those you don't actually love in the natural, that we love in Christ, I'll say, when they are going in the wrong direction.
Amen.
You should confront them and then let God do the work. All right? Step back. Amen. 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 So confrontation will bring change. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The next thing I would like to address is something that many of us neglect, that many of us sometimes really do. Listen. How many of you are listening, or is your mind, you know, drifting elsewhere? Listening is the seed for knowledge.
Amen.
For knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to your pastor. Listen to your teachers.
Amen.
Listen to other people that may be at higher levels than you in their spiritual growth. Amen. And you will gain knowledge. And on another note, when you are listening, when someone has come to you because they want to talk, don't solve the problem for them. Don't tell them what they have to do.
Amen.
Many times, many individuals know what they have to do.
That's right.
They just need to unburden themselves. So when those times come, I implore you to listen for pain. Listen for anger. Listen for frustration. Be present in those conversations. How many times does someone talk to you and they talk to you and your mind is gone? It's going somewhere. I want you to listen, to be present. And when counseling is required or is needed, make sure that based on the word of God, you are capable of providing that counseling. And if you can use wisdom, use discernment, or refer them to those that can provide that counseling. And when people are speaking to you and you are listening, I want you also to pay close attention and listen and discern anything that may be being imparted into you. Okay?
Amen.
Watch for things being seeded into you. And in the name of Jesus, reject anything that is not of him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. honor. Honor is the seed for access. And we spoke about access. Many times your future is decided or determined by those you honor. Mm-hmm. Amen. You honor through respect. You honor and respect can many times also be done with silence. All right? The word tells us to honor your father and mother. So honor is so important that God also says, so your days will be long. Amen? Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, presentation. Presentation is the seed for acceptance. Mm. Amen. And I remember several weeks ago, Pastor Bernice spoke about presentation. She spoke about how God lives in us and that our presentation should represent the same, that God is in us. We must not project or present anything else. And I do know that God looks on the inside, but man looks on the outside.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Your outside matters.
Amen.
Presentation takes time. I mean, I don't know why I'm going to say that, but I'm going to say this. I mean, what would you have thought? As believers in Christ, if I came before you to give you a message and my presentation was a mess, my hair was a mess, I was dressed raggedy, I didn't have makeup on, you might just think, who's this, right? So presentation on the outside matters. It takes time. It takes creativity. I didn't wake up this beautiful, okay? And attention to detail. Presentation in your job matters. Presentation in your family matters. Amen. Presentation in your marriage matters. Presentation is especially important when reaching the generations to come. Words are the seed for feelings. I'm going to tell you right now, words can blow up a bridge.
Right.
Words can heal a heart.
Yes.
Your words will either build or blast.
Hallelujah.
And the right words for the right people may be the bridge out of troubled waters.
Amen.
Let's go to Ephesians 4:29.
Ephesians.
Where it addresses our words.
Ephesians.
4:29.
Ephesians.
And Ephesians 4:29 tells us, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the healer. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
You know, when I was a teenager, I had a friend that was, her name was Nellie. And it seemed that whenever she would speak to me, her words would hurt me. Mm. Everything she said was, I wasn't sure about what she meant. You know, like if someone tells you, oh, so-and-so, that's a beautiful dress you have on. Don't you think you should have bought it a size or two larger? Mm-hmm. That's a weapon to hit you below your belt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. So that happened to me quite often when I was a teenager. But I do remember one day confronting her and asking her why. Why, Nellie? Why does every time you speak to me, what you say to me hurts me? And now I'm talking like 55 years ago or so. And I can tell you here, I remember Nellie's name. And there's a lot of people that I was close friends with that I don't remember their names. But I remember her.
Right.
And I said to her, why do you say things to me that hurt me? And she said, oh, do I do that? Oh, no, I don't do that. But I'll tell you this, she never did it again. So she knew what she was doing. And right now, publicly, I want to let you know that I forgive Nellie. And that I will never think or let those thoughts haunt me again. Amen. So I want to ask you, do your words hurt or heal? Do others that know you think of you by your words, whether they hurt or they heal? Do you forego compassion and gentle words to be blunt, or to tell the truth?
Mm-mm.
Now, mm-mm, just to speak to that, about that, to tell the truth, how many times have someone said something to you or in your gathering and they said, I'm just telling the truth? And I'm asking you, were they lashing out in truth or using truth's sake to be hurtful?
Mm.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know anyone like this? They might need to be corrected. They might need confrontation. Amen. Amen.
Mm. Amen.
And I can even refer to Proverbs. Proverbs 15, 1 to 2.
Proverbs
15, 1 to 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge rightly. Amen.
Amen.
But the mouths of fools pour it out foolishness. Mm. We have to be careful with our words. And when others around us are not using their words properly, we may need to use our seeds of confrontation in love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Order. Order is the seed for productivity. Order will create joy in your life. And I challenge you, when you get up in the morning, first thing, instead of picking up your cell phone, first thing is to make your bed. Get up, stand there, and make your bed.
Amen. Amen.
And you will see, how this small act throughout your day, how this little thing will create productivity for the rest of your day. It'll be a joy when you walk past your room and the bed is made. Just to look at it, it's a positive, positive feeling. Problems. Problems are the seed for recognition. A problem is the opportunity to reveal your skills and your competence. Mm. It was Pharaoh's problem that was a way for Joseph to get out of prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
A problem was David's opportunity to become a hero. Be recognized as a problem solver. Amen.
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 That's good.
and confession. Cut me off when you're ready, Pastor. Or like this. Confession. Confession is the seed for mercy. The seed for mercy. Saying you are sorry for what you have done with godly sorrow is of great worth. Confession and repentance is the seed for mercy and forgiveness. Amen. 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 And I could elaborate, but I will not. I my mind says stop there. Amen. And last but not least, today. Today is the seed for tomorrow. Don't say someday I'll visit that person. Don't say one day I'll make that phone call. Don't say one day I'll go up to that brother or sister to hug them, to tell them I love them. Don't say one day. Don't say someday. Don't say tomorrow. Do it today. For today may just be that person's and is the day of salvation. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everything you have been promised and are waiting for is contained in something you already have.
Hallelujah.
Your seed. Your seed. All you ever need is contained in your seed. The seed of now. The seed of today is something you need to do right now. As I said, don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now. What you do today is what matters most. And today is sufficient for taking care of itself. Amen. You don't have to think about tomorrow.
Amen.
Again, I repeat, everything you have been promised will be found in the seeds God has given you. And in closing, I want to leave you with two verses. The first is just in case you have the privilege of seeing the harvest of your seeding. Amen. Let's go to Corinthians 3:7. Corinthians 3:7.
First book or second book?
Oh Lord, I didn't write it down. Let's try the first book. 3:7 that says, so neither he, the first book. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, sister. So 1 Corinthians 3:7 says, and this is just in case you have the privilege of seeing the harvest of all your seeding, of all your planting.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Corinthians 3:7 admonishes us, I think, if that is the case. And it says, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And should you tire, of your seeding because you don't see the result, you may never see the result. You may have to wait till you're in heaven to see the result. So should you tire of seed planting, I want you to go to Genesis 8:22. Genesis 8:22 tells us, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Amen.
Amen.
I leave you with that in the Word of God. I thank you for your attention. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Pastor.
Amen.